The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. It's great to be here. It's going to be a beautiful day. The sun is out, a little cool, but I think that's going to burn off. The frost is going to burn off. The Buckeyes won yesterday. And they beat Michigan 77-55. That was a really neat game to watch. Kind of have to apologize to them and Coach Mata. I think I mentioned last week on the show that they weren't exactly peaking at the right time. And guess I was wrong, because sounds like they are. And I'm looking forward to watching today's game. Today's game is against Michigan State. Seems to be their new nemesis, their new rival. And it's at 3:30 on Channel 10. So good luck to the Bucks, and hopefully they will win that game and they'll get a number one seed in the NCAA tournament because of it. Now, today's show is episode 218. Been doing this for 217 shows. This is our 218th, and pretty proud of that. I think, we have a lot of fun doing it, bring a lot of good information to people, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, I want to set up, we're going to have a lot of neat things today. We're going to continue an interview that was started a couple weeks ago with a girl named Tanya Williams. She works for examiner.com, and she was interviewing me for a show about dentistry, or not a show, but an article she was writing. And we went ahead and recorded it. We didn't have time to air the entire thing 2 weeks ago, so we're going to pick up where we left off there in a bit. We're also, if time permits, we're going to talk about some toothbrushes that can chip your teeth and cause choking. You might want to stay tuned for that. Find out if your occlusion status, meaning your bite, affects how attractive people think you are, how intelligent people think you are, and what kind of a personality you have, all from your bite. Also, we're going to try to cover an FDA investigation of the handheld dental x-ray units like Team Smile uses. You might remember me mentioning that when I was in Denver covering that event, they have these x-ray machines. They're portable, no wires of any kind, and they look like an overblown hairdryer with no wires. And so the FDA is investigating something about those. And then also, there's this really cool story, and again, we may not have time for all of these, so if I don't, just have you tune in next week or the week after. But a 3D-printed titanium jaw allowed an 83-year-old woman to bypass reconstructive surgery, and it's really cool because you hear about these 3D printers. I actually have one in the office in a smaller sense, which is we have a milling machine that carves out a crown that we have designed on a computer. And within about 9 minutes, we have this crown that we can cement. Well, this machine printed an entire jaw. Can you believe that? So hopefully we'll have time to get to that story as well. Now, let's see here. Before I get started, I always like to thank my sponsors, the folks that have come forward and they're helping me with my charitable endeavors. And by the way, you may remember that my New Year's resolution, my January 1st show, I talked about how I wanted to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus. Now, Team Smile is a charity that takes care of children. And what they do is they partner with sports teams and they bring in 12 dental chairs, 4 dental hygiene chairs, an entire sterilization area and supply area. And about 300 children receive care in conjunction with, say, an NFL team or a Major League Baseball team or a hockey team or basketball, soccer, all of that. And I was fortunate enough to have a meeting with Jen Bowden of the Columbus Blue Jackets Friday. And She has made it very clear that they already have a lot on their plate, resources are tight, and that they have already actually made a nice donation for a dental office, if you will, that's going to be opening up soon with a lot of help from them to care for children that can't afford care. But, you know, she was willing to meet, and so we had that meeting, and I honestly think it went well. I don't know what's going to come of it, but I do have a good vibration from it. And I hope to have something good to report soon. So, you know, in the next month or so, I think I'll be hearing. So that's good. That's good to know. I'm happy about that. And so, you know, we have that. And then one of the things that I work on every year is a golf outing. It's this year will be called the Dr. Kvitko. I'm sorry, it's going to be renamed because we're partnering with Buffalo Wild Wings, which is really cool. So it's going to be called the Buffalo Wild Wings 6th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. And it's going to be July 27th at both Bent Tree Golf Course and Royal American Links. And there's even going to be a component where if you don't golf, you can still come because we're going to have lots of games for the kids and that we'll have the same food and drink that everyone else will have. And it's really neat because it's going to take place all day. So we're going to raise a lot of money for the Down Syndrome of Central Ohio. And I'm really excited about the Buffalo Wild Wings partnership and can't wait to get that going. We've had a couple of meetings now and we have another one coming up on the 23rd. Speaking of meetings, let me remind you that my Dentistry from the Heart event, which is June 15th this year, we have a meeting at my office, 4308 North High Street, this Tuesday at 5 p.m. So anybody that would like to come out and help and can come to that meeting, please do. We really appreciate it. We've had several people from the community, a couple of people that won flowers from me on this show, that when they called in and won the flowers, they said, you know, I want to help with your event. And so we got them signed up, and this one woman in particular came to every meeting and was there for the event last year, and she's promised to do it again this year. So let me just thank the companies that have already stepped up and said they want to help: North End Wrench, Mozart's Cafe and Bakery, I Am Possible Photography, Jerry Davis State Farm Insurance Agent, Beachbolt Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, Buffalo Wild Wings of Central Ohio, especially the Graceland Store, and Continental Message Solutions. I also want to thank the doctors, the dentists that have so far stepped up and said, I'm there for you. And that is Dr. Aaron Whitaker, Dr. Jeff Bixler, Dr. Vijay Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Coor, Dr. Hamzi, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don C. Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Sardinini of Metro Place Dublin Dental, I think is what her company or business is called. All right, so I would really appreciate all those folks for helping me and making things happen. And this year we plan on seeing over 600, maybe 630 patients for free. And we do cleanings, extractions, and fillings. And yesterday there was a Dentistry from the Heart event. I keep saying yesterday. Friday there was a Dentistry from the Heart event. And it was, they did cleanings. And my, if I remember right, they did the first 100 people free. And it was, but cleanings only. All right. So let's go ahead. Now, again, this is Tanya Williams, and it's for examiner.com. So let's go ahead and pick up where we left off with our interview.
Okay. Now back to rotting teeth. Now, okay, what do you suggest as dental treatments? What if someone doesn't have dental insurance and they need to treat their condition? You're just saying pretty much just brush and floss and things of that sort. Because there are some people out there that are without, you know, health insurance now.
Or, well, you know, but did you start the question by saying what if you have rotting teeth and you don't have insurance? Or
yes. Yes.
There's nothing you can do for yourself that will cure rotting teeth. Remember, we just talked about it. You have to take all of the decay out. Okay. It has to all be removed or it keeps growing.
Okay.
Once you get that done, so everybody out there with a rotten tooth or rotting teeth, listen up. You have to get your cavities taken care of first by a dentist, okay? Now, once they're taken care of, you can then... there are some things you can do, and I'll go into that in a minute. And I will talk about the insurance angle here in a second too.
Okay.
But once you have no decay, then you have to brush 5 times a day. When is that? It's when you get up. It's after you have breakfast. It's after lunch. It's after dinner, and it's before bed. Okay? So you have, that's five times a day. Now, the other thing that you can do is when you have acidic foods, when you have grapefruit, oranges, lots of tomato products have acids in them. And remember I said that decay, decay is acid erosion of the teeth?
Mm-hmm,
when you have those foods, you should follow them up with fresh water. Take a drink and go ahead and rinse your mouth and go ahead and make sure that you've changed that pH in your mouth, which goes to acidic, but it has to go back to normal, okay? Because normal will not allow tooth decay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, now that's just the brushing part. Mm-hmm. Flossing is important because you get cavities between the teeth.
Right.
That's where a lot of them start. Okay. And you can't get that with brushing.
Okay.
You can try, but your bristles don't fit in there.
Right.
So you have to use dental floss. You have to get in there. And now people say, but I can't do it, or it's hard, or it tears. I'll tell you what, if your floss is tearing, you probably either have a bad filling or you have a cavity. Because floss...
Really? Oh, okay. That'd be interesting to know. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because teeth are supposed to floss just perfect. Floss goes in, comes out. Goes in, comes out. Now, the sound that you get when you floss, that little click-click sound, that's not cleaning your teeth, by the way. Some people, they say they floss, and they do, but they don't do it right. The sound that you hear when you put the floss in, that's not cleaning your teeth. That's just getting the floss in. What you need to do once you're under that little contact point is go down, reach the floss below the gum line, rub it up against the tooth as you pull it back out. Then go back below the gum line again and rub it up against the tooth as you pull out. And then you go and you do the other tooth while you're there. There's two teeth in there, right? You're in between two teeth. So then you go to the back tooth and you rub it up against the floss and you, against the tooth and you pull out. So when you're in there, you have some cleaning to do. It's not just snap, 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 snap. It's snap, clean, 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 unsnap.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Makes a whole lot of sense.
So we've talked about brushing and when you should brush. But then we've talked about flossing, but now you have these people that say, let's say somebody is physically challenged. They have one arm, they have arthritis, they don't have control. They don't have the motor dexterity.
Okay.
You can use a water jet. Now a water jet would be one that comes to mind, of course, is the Waterpik products. We don't recommend Waterpik instead of flossing unless you can't floss. And they have some pretty neat tips on there, and I've actually tried it. And they have one even called a flosser, which has got a little tiny tip on it, and it has a little water jet, and you put it in there, and it'll get some of the larger particles of food, some of the things that maybe you weren't going to get anyway because you're not one of those people that can floss. But I want to give you a mental picture. Have you ever gone to the car wash when you, the kind of car wash where you spray it off yourself? And your car's really all dirty. You've been running through the mud or whatever. And you turn that, you take that high-pressure hose, and you have it on the soap, and you just hold it. You just go back and forth over your car, right? And then you even do the rinse, and you rinse it. And then when you're done, you let the car dry by itself, and you look at it, and it's like, it's still got a dull film on it. It's not really clean. You take your finger, and you wipe it across it, and you can see the paint shining under there. Have you noticed that? Unless you take your finger or a rag or something, and I know at those facilities they don't like you actually hand washing because it takes you longer and you're not putting money in the machine. But if you do take a rag, or some of them have this like this brush that has soap coming out the end, you get it cleaner. So what's that telling us as it relates to teeth? If you just use a water jet, you're not actually getting everything off. You have to physically wipe it with the floss. And until you get everything off, your body, meaning your gums, still think there's stuff on your teeth, and it's still going to react. You are still going to get that inflammation, which we call gingivitis, which is the bleeding gums, because your body knows there's dirt on your teeth. Doesn't have to be a big, thick layer. Just one layer is all it takes to make your body go, huh, something's not supposed to be here. And I'm going to want to get rid of it. So what does your body do when it wants to get rid of something that's stuck on your tooth? It grows new blood vessels. It grows new capillaries. It's like the plumbing system. It says, hey, there's something on my tooth. Let me get rid of it. So let me grow some new plumbing, and I'll bring this piece of whatever through the plumbing and out. Well, it's a nice try, but it doesn't work. Because capillaries are real tiny, and food is not. Plaque's not. So Then what happens if you haven't cleaned the tooth yet or cleaned it thoroughly? Keep in mind there's a difference between cleaning it and cleaning it thoroughly. If you haven't cleaned it thoroughly, then your body says, you know what, I don't like being so close. Your gums are saying, I don't like being so close to this piece of dirt. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to a new neighborhood. I'm literally going to move to a new, I want a new address. Okay?
Okay.
So what does it do? It shrinks down. It shrinks down away from the piece of tartar or plaque or food that's stuck to your tooth.
Okay.
Well, when the gums shrink away, keep in mind our body does not want bare bone to show to the outside world ever. It would gross us all out if we saw a bare bone, right?
Right.
So as the gums recede, physiologically then, your body makes the bone recede.
Okay.
So now you have a condition that we call periodontitis. It used to be called things like he's long in the teeth or long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Or remember the old term was pyorrhea, where the teeth look like they get longer.
Okay, gotcha.
You've seen these people with the...
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, real long teeth. They look like horse teeth. And what you're seeing is the root. Because the gums and the bone have shrunk away from the crown of the tooth, the part that we are supposed to see.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that's what happens if you don't brush and you don't floss and you don't get the stuff off.
Okay.
All right. Now, your other part of your question was, what if someone doesn't have dental insurance and yet they still need care?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me start by saying that dental insurance is not really like regular insurance. It's more like a discount coupon.
Okay.
Why do I say that? Because medical insurance, we're all used to medical insurance. We get in a car accident, we go into the hospital, we might run up a $50,000, $60,000 bill. Insurance pays pretty much all of it, right?
Okay.
And,
yes, they do.
And on the way home, if you get in another car accident, you're back in the hospital for another $30,000, they pay that too.
Mm-hmm.
But dental insurance pays approximately $1,000 for your care per year, period. And you're lucky to get that. And what I mean,
but that doesn't apply to everyone, does it? That just applies to, you know, that's just the standard. That's just a standard, I guess, premium or whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I do. I'll tell you, it applies to everyone because
There's
almost, you won't find a dental insurance plan out there that pays more than about $1,500 to maybe $2,000 a year for anybody, period. See, it's not really insurance. Think about it, the difference between that and medical. And by the way, back in 1960, when dental insurance was first devised or invented or whatever you call it, started.
What was that? I'm sorry, say that again.
1960.
1960, okay.
Back then, they gave people $1,000 a year to pay for their dental care. Well, okay. It's been 51 years since 1960. Pretty soon it'll be 52, right? Because
mm-hmm.
it's late in the year in 2011.
Yeah.
And they haven't really raised it.
Okay.
Now, back in 1960, a postage stamp was 4 cents. Gas was 25 cents a gallon. The average rent was $99 a month. The average income was just under $6,000 a year. A house cost $12,000 a year. A car cost about $2,500. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't need to be rocket scientists to know that those prices have gone way, way up. Right,
exactly.
Isn't the average house about 10 times that now? Or
yes,
more.
Too.
Be more than that, right? Because the average house is probably about, what is it, like 180 to 210 or something now?
Yeah. Well, in my case, that would probably be about 100,000. So.
No, the average. I mean, don't forget.
Yeah, the average is then.
You're averaging in the $1 million homes, too, with an average.
Right.
But we know that gas is $3 a gallon or more.
Right.
Which is 8 times what the 25 cents a gallon was, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you just use gas as a indicator, wouldn't the yearly maximum, shouldn't it be $8,000?
Well, you know what?
See what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And that's just using one. I'll tell you what. I took all these numbers, postage stamp, the average cost of a college education, average rent, new car, new house, some of the others that I've given, a movie ticket was $1.
Okay,
and put them into this big Excel spreadsheet and figured out that as of the end of 2008, your yearly max for dental insurance should have been $15,750.
Woo! Well, we know that's not true.
No, it's not. So here's my point. People that are sitting around who don't have dental insurance and they're thinking that, well, I'm not going to go until I get a job that has dental insurance, they're only hurting themselves, because even once they get there, they're only going to have enough money to help, not even pay for, but to help pay for one tooth.
Gotcha. Okay.
So okay. If you live in central, let's say you live in a town that has a dental school, and you truly are the working poor, you don't have enough money to get your teeth fixed. Maybe you didn't realize you should have been sitting around waiting, and now you do. And now it's kind of too late because you need all this work. Okay. Well, if you're in a town that happens to have a dental school, you can always go to the dental school, and the prices are one half to two thirds of what it would be in the real world. So that's okay. That's one way people can go.
Okay.
Okay.
What about the health department? Do you remember how the health department used to, like, charge, I guess?
They do actually have a dental department and the health department. I'm not sure what the eligibility requirements are, but certainly people can call and check.
Okay.
And I think they're good people there. I knew the director. I think he's since retired. But the health department would be one. There are some free clinics that are available. I know that there is a local church that does. I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's a new free clinic that is either just opened or is opening soon. It's going to be downtown Columbus. And then, of course, you know, I did my Dentistry from the Heart event where we did free dental care for anybody that wanted to come. It was all day. It was last June 17th.
Okay.
I believe we'll be doing it again, and the target date will be June 15th. But see, people could go to dentistryfromtheheart.org.
Okay, you have to
dentistryfromtheheart.org. Right, you have to spell it all out.
Okay.
And you can see where there will be other free dental care events. Now, these are nationwide. You'll see some in Ohio, but you're also going to see them all over the place.
Okay.
And so you just have to keep scrolling down until you see one that's, you know, in your neighborhood, basically, or not your neighborhood, but at least in Ohio, so you don't have to drive too far.
Okay. Now, you said this is June, what, 15th?
Right.
Or in June?
I'm shooting for June 15th of 2012. It is not official yet.
Okay.
So if you write about it, just put it's unofficial, because I haven't officially scheduled it. But
will it be on your website?
When it comes up, it will be, yeah. It'll be on both drkavitko.com and it'll be on dentallyspeaking.com, which is the radio show website.
Okay. How was your turnout on that? How was your turnout?
Oh, the turnout for Dentistry from the Heart was wonderful. We had 50, 60 people in line before we even got there at 5 a.m.
Really?
We didn't start till 7, but we had a gentleman there that was kind of like security for us.
Okay.
And he signed people in when they arrived so that we would be fair and the first person that came would be the first person seen.
Gotcha.
And we treated 454 people.
Wow.
44 of which were children. We also had a blood drive. They collected 19 or 20 bags of blood. We had about 20 people get signed up for goods and social services through the Ohio Benefit Bank, which we had on site. And by the way, the Ohio Benefit Bank is a mobile coach, goes around to neighborhoods and allows people to go inside and sit down at like a little workstation with a computer, and the social worker can help them find out if they qualify for goods and like local, you know, social services, whether it be free child care or women's infants and children's, you know, the cheese and milk that they get, whatever social services are out there. We had that coach on site so people could say, you know, am I qualified for something that I maybe have coming to me that I didn't realize? And and they'll get them signed up for that. The patients were absolutely wonderful. Everybody was so polite and so thankful, no matter how long they waited. And as much as I apologize for them having to wait, they said, Dr. Kavicka, don't even bother apologizing. We're just so happy you're doing this. So it was just such a wonderful day.
You just can't
imagine.
Okay. All right, I'll make mention of that too as well, and link it to your website there so they'll know. And I'll be talking to you.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so as you could tell, that interview was back in November before I had actually made the commitment to doing Dentistry from the Heart. It's not that I wasn't going to do it. I just hadn't made it official with the Dentistry from the Heart national charity, so I didn't want to say, because if somebody had checked, they would not have seen my name on the website. But now, if you go to dentistryfromtheheart.org, you will see on June 15th, it'll say Dr. Kavitka Metnis and Associates, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I also wanted to correct a couple things that I mentioned there.
One is I apparently can't do math very quickly in my head because 25 cents per gallon is more than eight times, or rather today's prices are more than eight times. I actually did the math while we were here in the studio, and it's 15.56 times the cost is what today's gas costs. Yesterday I saw gas was $3.89 a gallon. And it was 25 cents in 1960. So remember when I said that the yearly maximum should be $15,750 by 2008? Well, that's 15.57 times what it was in 1960. And guess what? 15.56 times 25 cents a gallon is $3.89, which is what I paid yesterday. So there you go. If you just use gasoline alone, you would find that the yearly maximum for dental benefits should be about $16,000. And I'm using 2008 numbers. I actually have not calculated 2009, 10, 11, and of course 12 is just underway. So, and it wasn't just gas, it was all of those other parameters that we used as well. And the reason that I said 51, going to be 52 years soon, is because, again, that interview was conducted in 2011 and then now it's 2012. So 52 years since the yearly maximum was raised. That's, to me, that's criminal. It's just amazing. Just talking to my producer about, she's listening to this, saying how she doesn't have dental insurance right now, and she's been looking around shopping for insurance plans, thinking, well, I can't go to the dentist till I get insurance. And I'm assuring her off the air that that's not the thing to do, just like I'm assuring you on the air that that's not the thing to do. And you might remember that in every instance when I take care of somebody who stayed away from the dentist for years and they wind up needing, you know, $11,000 worth of care, $25,000 worth of care, whatever it is, it could be $2,000. I mean, one root canal, by the way, on average is about $1,200 for a molar. And you have to still have a crown on that tooth. You have to have a big filling on it first. You have to have the x-rays to help us understand that the tooth is even going to need those things. And so if you're waiting till you get insurance, you're just really just setting yourself up for failure. And one of the things that I like to point out is that in those instances, in every instance, when somebody came to me and waited that long and needed that much dental care, and I know $11,000 sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but in the most recent case, we figured out that the woman hadn't been to a dentist in about 30 years. And 11,000 divided by 30, divided by 12, meaning a monthly payment, what would she have had to set aside per month, is $30. It's somewhere between $30 and $35. Every single time somebody's facing a big bill, and I try to soften the blow to them, I will do that math, and it's never come out to more than $35 a month. So if you're not insured and you want to be prepared for your dental care, start putting $35 aside a month in an envelope, in your savings account, put it somewhere, because that will cover two cleanings a year, it'll cover two exams a year, it'll cover x-rays every third time, which is relatively appropriate, and with any luck, you won't even need fillings. And keep in mind, just because you have no toothaches right now, or you don't have any bleeding gums, it doesn't mean that you are healthy, just means you don't know about it. So, anyway, all right, well, let's, I think it's probably time to go to a break, and remember that I said about 52 years for dental insurance not being raised, the yearly maximum. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
This is Dr. Mike Reitelbach of the Grandview Animal Clinic. Did you know that tooth-related disease is the number one problem veterinarians see in dogs and cats? 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have periodontal disease by the age of three. Poor oral health can lead to tooth loss, heart, liver, or kidney disease, and a weakened immune system. Come get your pet's teeth checked out. Call Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595, or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Okay, now I want to expand a little bit on the amount of money I said to set aside for your dental care if you're not insured, or you just want to set aside money so that you know that it's there. Because keep in mind, dentistry or the need for dentistry happens. It's just like the need for auto repairs happen. Many of us don't set aside money for that, even though we know it's going to happen. So I think you need to start thinking about your dental care and put some money aside. So it was pointed out to me that people like cigarettes. Let's take cigarettes, which, by the way, if you smoke, you are more likely to have periodontal disease. You're more likely to be one of those people that is long in the tooth. And I think you maybe would remember seeing some photos, especially of World War II era guys that were, everybody smoked like crazy, and they all had what eventually we came to call horse teeth, you know? So anyway, cigarettes right now are about $5 a pack. If you smoke a pack a day, and a lot of people do, that's $150 a month. Now, if you could somehow just cut back 7 of those days, maybe just cut a few cigarettes out of each day instead of a full pack, maybe smoke 15 cigarettes or 16 or something, you'll save enough. If you can cut out 7 packs a month, you'll have enough money that you can put it aside for your dental care. Actually, when I was in dental school, had a friend that was also in dental school with me and his wife. They both smoked, and they were pretty heavy smokers. And they had one car, and it died. It kept dying. And they finally, and they were having to, like, you know, take each other to work and school and all that. And they finally figured out if they stopped smoking, they could afford another car. So they did. I don't know how long they stayed stopped, but they managed to get a car because they had stopped smoking. Now, I also wanted to mention that this Thursday morning at 7:30, I will be speaking at the Olentangy Rotary Club up in Powell. I want to thank them for that invitation, and I will be talking about my charitable endeavors then. Also, join me at the Women's Expo on April 14th and 15th, and in fact, when we do Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day, we're going to give out some tickets for admission to that. I'll be talking about that here in a second. And also join me on April 24th at the Minority Health Fair, Champions of Diversity Minority Health Fair. So come on out and say hello and get to, you know, get to meet in person. So, you know, I am going to give out Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day. And as you know, when I do that, the attorneys just love it if you will listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day.
And the question is, how many years has it been since insurance companies have appreciably raised the yearly maximum dental benefit? Is it A, 5 years, B, 22 years, or C, 52 years? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and admission for 4 to the Women's Expo. Also, callers number 2 and 3 will receive free admission for 4 to the Women's Expo. So you won't get the flowers, but you'll get tickets that allow 4 people entry. The call, or rather, when you're calling, call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Quickly again, the question is, how many years has it been since insurance companies have raised the yearly dental maximum benefit? Is it A, 5 years, B, 22 years, or C, 52 years? Winner receives flowers from Weisdember Florist and admission for 4 to the Women's Expo. So, go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
All right, and we'd like to put a smile on your face by giving you free flowers from Weisdember Florists. So let me just repeat Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, because the winner will receive free flowers delivered to your place of business. The phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And the question is, how many years has it been since insurance companies have appreciably raised the yearly maximum dental benefit? Has it been 5 years, 22 years, or 52 years? And you'll also receive admission for 4 to the Women's Expo. In fact, the first 3 callers get that. So pick up the phone and give a call. I know it's probably feels like it's 7:45, but it's really 8:45. all right. Now, I mentioned earlier that there's this story about occlusion. Now, occlusion is your bite. And you maybe know that there are some people that they have this kind of an underbite where the lower teeth are in front of the upper, or they have an overbite where they kind of have no chin if you look at them from the side, or then there's the standard where the teeth are just overlapping a little bit. And so there's this little article in the American Dental Association Journal, and it talks about occlusion and how it affects, it says how adults rate the attractiveness, personality, and even the intelligence of other adults based on a person's bite. A researcher in Michigan and a private practitioner in North Carolina combined to survey 889 people, and they asked them to evaluate photos that had been manipulated to show either normal bites or one of 6 different bites: open bite, deep bite, underbite, overjet, crowding, and spacing. The ratings of attractiveness, intelligence, conscientiousness, agreeableness, and extroversion differed significantly dependent on the bite status depicted. So people with a normal occlusion or bite were rated as the most attractive, the most intelligent, the most agreeable, and the most extroverted, while those with underbites were rated least attractive, intelligent, and extroverted. Females with malocclusion were rated more favorably than males. Younger and more educated respondents were more critical in their evaluations than older, less educated respondents. Isn't that interesting? So Judgments that are negatively influenced by the effects of malocclusion might leave those without a normal bite at a social disadvantage and professionally handicapped, is what the study is noting. So let's see. I understand we have some callers. Am I right here? I think she's going to hand me a piece of paper. And the piece of paper says, we have three callers on the line. One is Jennifer, one is Doug, one is Cheryl. And if all three of you will please stay on the line, because everyone is a winner. But we want to go to Jennifer first. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Hey, Jennifer, I'm curious. What do you do for a living?
I am a retired event planner.
Oh, cool. So you don't plan anymore?
All the time. Family occasions and you name it.
Because I have an event coming up June 15th.
Well, so do I. I have my 50th class reunion.
Oh, darn. Okay, I guess that takes precedent over my dental charity. Anyway, okay, Jennifer, so what's the answer?
52 years.
52 years is correct. Are you amazed by that?
Not really. I didn't have dental insurance for a lot of years. And then when I worked for a health organization, I had it. And my dentist told me just to put $50 away every month and it would take care of anything I needed done. So,
sounds like a smart person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So besides the flowers from Vistember, you're also going to receive admission for four to the Women's Expo, April 14th and 15th at the Aladdin Shrine Event Center. And by the way, each ticket is good for two, so there'll be two tickets in the envelope, but if you look at them, it says admits two, okay?
Okay, very good.
Well, thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and then line two, Doug. Hey, Doug, thank you for calling.
Good morning, Doctor.
I'm assuming you had the right answer, too?
See, 52 years.
Yeah. So, hey, hang on the line, and my producer will get your information as well, and we'll mail you those tickets.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Okay, and Cheryl, we lost Cheryl. So, Cheryl, if you can call back. I think there's an open line, so call back so we can get your information, and we'll get you the flowers as well. I mean, not the flowers, but the tickets, okay? All right, so thanks, guys. And, okay, so let's see. We were talking about this, how people judge people negatively if your bite is off. I don't know if you realize that. I didn't. And so if you're one of these people with crowded teeth, people perceive you as less intelligent, less extroverted. Chances are you might be less extroverted, but not less intelligent. So it's not really kind of fair that that you're judged that way. And then, let's see here. Let's talk about this story about the spin brushes, because, or toothbrushes that can chip your teeth and cause choking. Now, this was a U.S. Food and Drug Administration release that says that when using your electric toothbrush, obviously you don't expect pieces to pop off and chip your teeth, fly into your eye, or get stuck in your throat. But that's exactly what's been happening to some users of the battery-powered Arm & Hammer spin brush, or the Crest spin brush, as it was called before 2009. From a researcher at the Consumer Safety Office, a quote, it says, it's important that consumers know how to avoid the risks associated with using the spin brush. Now, they've had reports in which parts of the toothbrush broke off during use and were released into the mouth with great speed, causing broken teeth and presenting a choking hazard. The FDA regulates these toothbrushes, whether they're manual or electric, as medical devices, and they're intended to help prevent tooth decay. But safety precautions should be taken with all kinds of electric toothbrushes. Now, electric toothbrushes can be very effective in removing dental plaque, and so they certainly can help prevent dental decay and gum disease. But at the same time, it's important to supervise children when they use these brushes and to look out for any malfunctions of the toothbrush that might cause an injury. There have been reported injuries such as chipped and broken teeth, cuts to the mouth and gums, swallowing or choking on broken pieces, and injury to the face and eyes. The FDA is alerting the public about the potential for injury while using the following models of spin brush: Spin Brush Pro Clean, Spin Brush Pro Clean Recharge, Spin Brush Pro Whitening, Spin Brush Sonic, Spin Brush Sonic Recharge, Spin Brush Swirl, Spin Brush Classic Clean, and Spin Brush for Kids. Also, I'm sorry, there's one more, Spin Brush Replacement Heads. So, I guess the parts that pop off, the handle contains batteries and a motor, and that operates the brushes, which are attached to these heads. So in the models of spin brushes made for adults, the brush head is removing and is removable and it can be replaced, but the brush head should not pop off during normal use. So if it does, don't use it. You know, just go get another one. spin brush for kid models. They have different handle designs, such as Spider-Man, Thomas and Friends. They don't have removable heads. Nonetheless, some of the problems with those have been reported, such as the cut lips and burns from the batteries and bristles falling off and lodging in a child's tonsils, which is not good. We don't want to hear that. Okay, you know what? I think we need to go to a break. And so you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunny 95 with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
All right. It's great to have Justin Bieber on my show. Anyway, he's 18 now and buying a house and car and all kinds of stuff. Okay, now, we did lose Carol. Carol, if you call back, you still have free admission for four to the Women's Expo. I think we had a bad phone connection. But just in case Carol doesn't call, I've decided to give away another set of tickets that will allow four people to go to the Women's Expo. It's April 14th and 15th. And so the first caller will get those, 459-9769, 459-WSNY. And just so you know, on Saturday the 14th, it's from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. On Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And anyway, so now let's see here. We want to talk a little bit about this business about the handheld X-ray machines. The handheld X-ray machines, you might remember when I went out to Team Smile, they have this thing, it's called a Nomad, and it's like an overblown hairdryer, except it has no cord. And I think it's so cool, I might even get one and put it in my RV and go around and maybe do some free dental charity work. But there have been some reports. In fact, there's a press release issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warning dental and veterinary professionals not to purchase or use certain potentially unsafe handheld dental X-ray units. According to the FDA, these units were sold online by manufacturers outside of the United States and shipped directly to the U.S. customers, but these units have not been reviewed by the FDA and do not meet FDA radiation safety requirements. So I have to say that when I first heard this release, I was a little concerned because I know that Team Smile uses them, but now I realize it's just the ones that haven't been evaluated by the FDA. All right, so let me see here. We have on the phone, we have Karen. Hey, Karen, how are you today? Can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm good. You called in to win the tickets?
Yes, I did.
Well, great. I'm so glad to be able to give them away.
Thank you.
Because we want to make sure that, you know, people come out and have fun. And it's a fun event. And as you can tell, there'll be all kinds of neat things for women. I think there'll be hair and nails and massage companies and who knows what else. But anyway, it'll be good. So I assume you've already given your information to my producer.
Yes, I have.
Hey, I'm curious. What do you do for a living?
I'm recently retired.
Okay. I always like to ask people. I'm jealous. All these retired people.
Well, there's pros and cons to it.
Oh, there are? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Why don't we go ahead and go to a break because I am running a little late. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about this FDA story and also about the titanium jaw that's made with a 3D printer. Go.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Since I retired, I enjoy spending time with my dog, Ranger.
In the evenings, I really enjoy curling up with a good book and my cat, Piper.
Making sure Ranger stays in good health is very important to me.
Every 6 months, I take Piper to Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic for a checkup.
Dr. Mike's complete 12-system physical examination is thorough.
And Dr. Mike and his staff are so friendly and caring.
Call Dr. Mike at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595.
Or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Canton City, Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Does it hurt when you smile? Your account, your dashboard. Sipping on your word to the world. And is it gonna kill you to smile? Maybe just
try. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me here today. We've had a fun show. It's not over yet. There are a couple things that still some stories that I want to tell. It's kind of almost like the title of this show would be called Dental News Bites because we've had some interesting things. The FDA report on handheld x-ray devices, the perception of a person's intelligence or even, let's see, extrovertedness and whether, let's see, besides, attractiveness based on your bite. And this story intrigued me. This one was written by Jeff Hughes. It was in a publication called Digital Trends, and it's about an 83-year-old woman who was able to bypass risky reconstructive surgery of her mandible by having a 3D implant. I'm sorry, a 3D titanium mandible carved with this one of these things called a 3D printer. It's pretty amazing. There's a I have a picture of it here, and her mandible was just very diseased and couldn't be saved. And so let me just see what this gentleman said. It was done in Belgium. So the 3D printing movement has awed observers with feats like custom Valentine's Day chocolates and even entire cars, like a car called the Irby, which I had not heard of. But last year, a group of researchers from Belgium and the Netherlands used a printer in an unprecedented medical operation by creating and implanting a 3D-printed lower jaw in the mouth of an 83-year-old woman. According to Medical Daily, the procedure happened in June and was intended to treat the elderly woman's osteomyelitis, we've all heard of that, a serious bone infection which had spread to the lower jawbone. Doctors knew that the jawbone would need to be removed, but felt that reconstructive surgery would be too risky, so they decided to find an alternative. Let me talk about that risk. Reconstructive surgery would mean either taking a rib or two pieces of a rib and making a mandible, and that would mean other surgeries and healing and all of that. So the lower mandible was created by Belgium-based metal parts manufacturer LayerWise and reportedly took a few hours to print. The 3D-printed lower jaw is made with titanium powder, fused together with a high-powered laser, and later coated with bioceramics to make the implant compatible with the host's body tissue. The jaw, at 3.77 ounces, weighs slightly more than the woman's original bone. This new treatment is a world premiere because it concerns the first patient-specific implant in replacement of the entire lower jaw, said Hasselt University's Dr. Jules Pukens. The surgery reportedly lasted 4 hours. The doctor said that the woman was able to speak and swallow normally within a day of the operation. Isn't that amazing? This woman had a follow-up appointment later in the month in order to insert the dentures that will be attached to it. So it's pretty cool. The picture that I have, and I realize it's radio, and I'm trying to see if I could get you to the site. Actually, if somebody wants to send me an email, I will forward you a link to one of these, well, the one that has the picture. So send an email to drkavitko@aol.com and say, I'd like a picture of the implant, the titanium implant printed model mandible, and I'll send it to you. But now, in order, when they took her jaw out, think about this. They had to snake the nerves out. They had to pull the nerves out intact, and then they had to feed them right through the little holes that they'd made in this titanium one. It's pretty amazing stuff. And because it's titanium, it's perfectly suitable and ready for a lower denture to be basically screwed to it, because they have these little receptacles for titanium implants. So you have titanium jaw, and you have titanium implants that can go into it. And it's pretty special. It's pretty neat. And you just wonder how people think of this stuff and how they get up the nerve to try it the first time. I mean, it's just the kind of things that we can do in dentistry and in medicine in general is just phenomenal. The only thing that I always think of when I see stories like that is the doctors, and you hear about this all the time, you know, 17 doctors working 3 days to, I don't know, rebuild somebody's entire face because of a gunshot wound or burns or something. And I always look at that and I think, boy, what a wonderful story. And then I remind myself that every one of those doctors is probably being sued by somebody for something silly. You know, somebody who thinks they should have a few extra dollars in their pocket because they didn't heal up as quickly as they thought, or it didn't come out exactly how they had hoped. Not that there aren't malpractice suits that need to be brought, but it just seems like there's way too many of those. I have time for, it looks like, one more story. And this is, we were talking about smoking and maybe cutting back smoking so that you can save money for your dental care, and how smoking increases the incidence of periodontal disease, especially dries your mouth, makes you get cavities quicker, root decay, and all that. A Florida man is recovering at a local burn center. Oh, by the way, this was written by Michaela Conley. It was last month, February 15th. A Florida man is recovering at a local burn center after suffering severe injuries from an electric cigarette that exploded in his mouth. Tim Holloway, 57, of Niceville, Florida, was smoking the e-cigarette Monday night when his wife heard an explosion from their study. She reportedly said it sounded like a firecracker had exploded in the house, and she heard him scream. One of Holloway's neighbors told ABC News about this event as well, and that Chief Butch Parker of the North Bay Fire District responded to the call. He said a faulty battery inside the electric cigarette likely caused the accident. Parker described the explosion as if Holloway was holding a bottle rocket in his mouth. "I've never heard of or seen anything like this before," Parker told ABCNews.com. Parker said there was no way to recognize the brand of e-cigarette Holloway was smoking, but the battery appeared to be rechargeable lithium because there was a recharging station in the study. Holloway, a Vietnam vet, photographer, and father of three, reportedly stopped smoking 2 years ago and turned to e-cigarettes to kick the habit. Parker said the explosion knocked out all of Holloway's teeth and part of his tongue. The event also set fire to the room. Electronic cigarettes have become a popular crutch for many who have quit tobacco, or rather quit smoking. The battery-operated smoking cessation device simulates the act of tobacco smoking through physical sensation, appearance, and even flavor. E-cigarettes are currently not regulated by the FDA. So, you know, think about that. Smoking's not good for you in a lot of ways, and honestly, you know, and who could have known that this would have happened? And I feel sorry for this man, and hopefully they can. You can't rebuild a tongue that I'm aware of, but maybe we can, a dentist or an oral surgeon can get his jaw put back together and get him some teeth. But I guess all I can say is be careful. So, all right. Well, hey, thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Go Bucks this afternoon. Look forward to speaking to the Rotary this Thursday morning. And everybody tune in next week at 8 o'clock. We'll have a guest, Charlene Wexler, author of a book involving dentistry. Thank you.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.